Lance Armstrong is denying allegations contained in a new book that he used performance-enhancing drugs in pursuit of his 5 Tour de France championships. At a news conference today to announce a new sponsor for his cycling team, Armstrong said his lawyers have begun libel proceedings against the authors and publisher of L.A. Confidential, The Secrets of Lance Armstrong.
We filed action in England. We filed action in France against everybody involved. And enough is enough.
The book went on sale today in France. It includes allegations by a former teammate and a former staff member of Armstrong's racing team. We're joined now by NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman. Tom, who wrote this book and why is it being published now?
Michel, the co-authors are David Walsh and a French journalist named Pierre Ballester. David Walsh says it's a fruit of a long labor going back at least to 1999 when Lance Armstrong won the first of 5 straight Tour de France's and after his well-chronicled battle with cancer. There were suspicions back then of how could he win what's arguably the most grueling event in all of sports, nearly a month-long multi-stage race, and do it after nearly dying of cancer. And the context then was that the year before, in 1998, the Tour de France almost shut down because of a doping scandal.
So what are the allegations that are spelled out in the book?
Much of what Walsh calls strong circumstantial evidence comes from a young woman named Emma O'Reilly. She worked for Armstrong's U.S. Postal Service team from 1996 to 2000. She alleges several things during her time with U.S. Postal. Lance Armstrong one time asked her to dispose of used syringes. That's one of the allegations. Another time she says she essentially made a drug run to Spain to pick up illegal drugs for Armstrong. Another time he allegedly asked her to find some makeup to hide bruises on his upper arm, allegedly from needle marks. And Emma O'Reilly also says that Armstrong and several team members committed fraud when they allegedly fabricated a story to cover up a positive drug test in the 1999 Tour de France. After that allegedly happened, O'Reilly wrote in her diary, according to Walsh's book, that Armstrong said to her, "Now, Emma, you know enough to bring me down."
All along, Armstrong has vigorously denied doping charges. What does he have to say about this new book?
Well, he has continued to do that. As we heard earlier at the news conference today near Washington, D.C., he denies the allegations and continues to deny that he's ever taken performance-enhancing drugs. In the past, he's battled journalists like David Walsh in news conferences and during one-on-one interviews. This time, however, as we heard, he is initiating legal action.
What kind of impact could this book and the controversy that it creates have on Armstrong, particularly on the eve of the Tour de France?
Well, he seems outwardly very cool about this, and he probably has reason to. He has a huge fan base of supporters, particularly people who've dealt with cancer and for whom Lance Armstrong was a great inspiration, the way he came back. Another part of this is that he is an incredibly intense, competitive athlete who could use this for an extra edge to give him a little chip on his shoulder as he goes for his record 6th Tour de France victory.
Thanks, Tom.
You're welcome, Michelle.
NPR's Tom Goldman.